Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. For more than 30 years, DVUSD has worked hand-in-hand with Head Start, a program that has assisted more than 38 million children nationwide since its inception in 1965. Head Start provides early learning and development opportunities, health and wellness guidance, family well-being assistance, and family engagement. It's a crucial tool in helping those in need start on the right path to high school graduation, college opportunities, and improved social, emotional, and behavioral experiences. DVUSD's relationship with Head Start is growing in correlation to the growing needs of our community. Beginning next school year, DVUSD will offer early Head Start at Constitution Elementary and Sunrise Elementary schools. Early Head Start benefits children as young as just a few months old, which means the DVUSD family can be part of any family at a younger age. I wanted to learn more about this program and how it would be implemented in DVUSD, so we brought together three key people in the district and the city of Phoenix to discuss how early Head Start will change the district and the family lives that are tied into it.
Hi, I'm Janet Zeke. I'm the Early Childhood Manager here in Deer Valley, and I oversee the developmental preschool classrooms, Head Start, and in the fall, we are going to have early Head Start, and we are so excited about that.
Nice. That's going to be our podcast today, if you didn't get that little teaser there. Great and new exciting program we're going to be talking about today and what impact will be on our community. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Melissa McCusker. I'm the very proud director of Student Support Services and Early Childhood lives in Student Support Services, and we are so very proud of this opportunity with our City of Phoenix Head Start partner.
Speaking of City of Phoenix.
I'm Patty Kirkland. I'm the Deputy Director for the Human Services Department, and I oversee Head Start services for the City of Phoenix.
Okay, so we currently have a robust early childhood and Head Start programs. Talk a little bit about what we currently do, and then we'll kind of merge into where we're going.
Okay, well, we have Head Start within the district right now, and in August we are going to have 171 Head Start slots for 3 and 4 year olds. And then we will be opening a new program, the Early Head Start, and that will have 64 slots of birth through three-year-olds at two locations in the district.
What does early childhood look like if I'm a parent? I'm going to knock on the front door and open it. What do I see?
Early childhood in Deer Valley, I think, has grown exponentially under Janet's leadership and also in partnership with Head Start. I am very, very proud that we have opened our doors and our seats and our classrooms to expand across the district. When we look at the opportunities for Deer Valley to be on the map, sometimes people misunderstand the diversity in Deer Valley, and that really our Head Start families are welcome and supported in our Deer Valley family, and an opportunity to get babies or infants in our 0 to 1 early Head Start program means that we will start our Deer Valley family and partnership at birth. And so what a wonderful opportunity for our families to be with us from birth until graduation. And I think that is one of the things that I am so very excited and proud about. And our child find opportunities, certainly, we have those opportunities almost every month in Deer Valley to locate, identify, and place children in special education if they so require. But our Head Start program really supports our families that require some early intervention and meet qualifications. And so we're so excited to provide that opportunity as well.
Obviously, money comes from the state or from the city. Through allocation or slots, as we call them. So why do you pick Deer Valley? Why us?
Well, we were excited that Deer Valley wanted to enter the arena of providing services for children from birth to three. The beautiful part about that is that the hub for the community should be, in my opinion, the elementary school district or the school. And that's where parents should be going when they need something or they want to know something. And this is happening across the nation. So I'm so really happy to see it happen here in Deer Valley. So families will become part of that community at that school where they go, starting when their children are infants. And that'll be their familiar location for what they need, and it'll be something that the children will be able to grow with. If we think about in Head Start, we could potentially have a family from the time their child is, say, 6 weeks, 4 months old, up until they enter into kindergarten. And what an experience for a child to have all of that educational, developmental appropriateness as far as their experience, then moving into kindergarten, getting them school ready. And that's one of our biggest goals, is to get children school ready early on.
Talk a little bit about that, again, what that room is going to look like, since it has little people in it from 6 weeks to up to three. One person in there, two in there, 17. What does it look like? How many kids?
Well, at Sunrise, we're going to have five classrooms of the Birth to Three program. And in those classrooms, we'll have eight children, only eight, with two to three adults at all times. So it'll be a very nice ratio in the classroom. Over at Constitution Elementary, we will have three more classrooms of toddlers, and those classrooms will also have eight students and two to three adults.
So when a student gets, how do they get into the program? So when they get in, then this thing happens. What? Tell me a little about the process for the parent.
They have to do a pre-application at dbusd.org/early head start.
Nice.
And if they complete that pre-application, then a caseworker will call to make an appointment with them. They'll do an intake with the family to see if they meet the criteria. And we base the selection process on our selection criteria points, and go on the base for need.
Okay. So obviously the number of kids will be smaller because these are high maintenance youngsters. They'll be obviously watched for. What are we going to be doing with these guys? Just babysitting them, or is there actually going to have some education?
There will be education.
Tell me about that. What does it look like?
We actually have a curriculum that we'll be using in the classroom. It is the Creative Curriculum for Infants and Toddlers. All of our teaching staff will have the CDA, which is a credential, for Child Development Associate Credential, so that they are very knowledgeable in working with these young children, and it will be a very educational day for them.
Sounds good. I'm assuming a lot of reading, because that's the fun part to kids. Get to read to them. Maybe I can sneak in there. Is wondering where I'm going.
Of course you can.
Anything else we want to tell the parents in our community about this program? Maybe its future expansion or some value to it in the Deer Valley machine. Any last words about that?
I think our partnership with Head Start and now with Early Head Start really is a lifelong commitment that we're making to our community and our families. As Patty stated, I think the earlier we can provide intervention is truly the key, and that's one of the benefits of our Head Start partnership, is that we are able to have early literacy and make books meaningful and read to children, spend time with them, provide appropriate socialization opportunities. And then at our most recent Head Start family picnic, Janet and I actually noticed so many families that are already in our Head Start program with young children, with infants. And what a great opportunity for siblings and families to again be a part of Deer Valley's family. And I think that's the most important aspect of this, is, you know, becoming a part of our family that will promote literacy, appropriate socialization, get them ready for kindergarten, and hopefully they'll remain in Deer Valley until they graduate, and that's our hope.
That's the plan. Patty, how long do you see this relationship going?
Well, it's been going now for close to 30 years.
31.
So, okay. So I'm hoping that it goes for another 30 or more. One thing that I want to add to what Melissa said is just like Head Start, early Head Start is really about the family. So we do provide services for the child, but we also look at what are the family needs? What can we do to support the family? What community resources might they need? And it's really looking to at parents as being their child's primary teacher. And how can we support that? And how can we support child interactions with their parents, you know, that bond? Family engagement is huge, and that's something we really focus on in early Head Start and Head Start, is making sure that families are engaged in their child's educational experience.
Well, that's definitely an exciting chapter in Deer Valley's book. We're excited to see the next one run along. Jenna, give us that website again, how to get in.
DVUSD.org/Early Head Start.
Early Head Start. Remember that one. Thanks again, ladies. We're looking forward to the expansion of this program and the impact it's going to have on our community. Keep up the good work.
Many thanks to Janet Zeke, Dr. McCusker, and Patty Kirkland for joining me on the program today to discuss this exciting new growth of the partnership between DVUSD and Early Head Start. We have one more new episode of the Soup Scoop coming up before the summer break, so you don't want to miss it, as we'll have a heartwarming story or two to share with you. You can subscribe and follow the program on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. Make sure you share the podcast with friends so they can catch up on all of our shows. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're up to date on all things DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.